Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Kamala Harris is speaking right now. Artificial intelligence, Joe Biden says he'll campaign with her. And Henry just chimed in and thinks Biden is dead. Welcome back to the show, our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli, our once and potentially future associate producer, Henry Machette, who's been working with The Dawn Show. Well, things change a lot here. Chimed in, and what did he say, Matt DeSantis?
Henry's a conspiracy theorist. We shouldn't take anything he says legitimately.
I agree with Henry 100%, by the way.
No, you don't.
I do. He thinks Biden's dead.
He's just being a troll.
Well, certainly that artificial intelligence makes me think Biden could be potentially dead. I'm just saying. Potential.
This does make me miss Henry, though.
It really does, because he'd be like, he's totally dead. That's definitely a computer generation. And he'd be right.
No, he wouldn't be. He's never right.
All right. Here is Kamala Harris, who I don't believe will be the Democrat nominee, speaking like she's the Democrat nominee. Take a listen.
Off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. And in this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his. As a young prosecutor, when I was in the Alameda County District Attorney's Office in California, I specialized in cases involving sexual abuse. Donald Trump was found liable by a jury for committing sexual abuse. As Attorney General of California, I took on one of our country's largest for-profit colleges and put it out of business. Donald Trump ran a for-profit college, Trump University, that was forced to pay $25 million to the students it scammed. As district attorney, to go after polluters, I created one of the first environmental justice units in our nation. Donald Trump stood in Mar-a-Lago and told big oil lobbyists he would do their bidding for a $1 billion campaign contribution. During the foreclosure crisis, I took on the big Wall Street banks and won $20 billion for California families. Holding those banks accountable for fraud. Donald Trump was just found guilty of 34 counts of fraud. But make no mistake, all of that being said, this campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. There is more to this campaign than that. Our campaign has always been about two different versions of what we see as the future of our country, two different visions for the future of our country. One focused on the future, the other focused on the past. Donald Trump wants to take our country backward to a time before many of our fellow Americans had full freedoms and rights. But we believe in a brighter future that makes room for all Americans. We believe in a future where every person has the opportunity not just to get by, but to get ahead. That's right. We believe in a future where no child has to grow up in poverty, where every person can buy a home, start a family, and build wealth. And where every person has access to paid family leave and affordable child care. That's the future we see. Together we fight to build a nation where every person has affordable health care. Where every worker is paid fairly. And where every senior can retire with dignity. All of this is to say, building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. Because we here know when our middle class is strong, America is strong.
That's right.
And we know that's not the future Donald Trump is fighting for. He and his... He and his extreme Project 2025 will weaken the middle class.
Project 2025,
and bring us
listen to her.
Please do note that. Back to the failed trickle-down policies that gave huge tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations and made working families pay the cost. Back to policies that put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block. Back to policies that treat health care as only a privilege for the wealthy instead of what we all know it should be, which is a right for every American.
Right.
America has tried these economic policies before. They do not lead to prosperity. They lead to inequity and economic injustice. And we are not going back. We are not. For the future is also a fight for freedom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Generations of Americans before us have led the fight for freedom from our founders to our framers, to the abolitionists and the suffragettes, to the freedom riders and farm workers. And now I say, team, the baton is in our hands. We, who believe in the sacred freedom to vote, We, who are committed to fight to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement
Act. All right, that's enough. You can tell where the campaign's going. It's going to be about racism and blah, 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 and Trump's a racist and everything else. Okay. You know, one of the things that they're touting about Kamala Harris is that she's a prosecutor. And she's going to prosecute the case against Donald Trump. She's going to prosecute the case against him. All right? That's what you're hearing. Prosecute the case against him. Now, I'll tell you, you know, she has been incredibly ineffective as vice president. She has been. She's been incredibly ineffective. I think Jasmine Crockett, Representative Crockett, says it right. You know, she's not confident at all in Kamala Harris' chances because behind closed doors, Democrats are saying it can't be her. There's a reason for that. If you're going to go out and play the race card again, you're going to bring up all the old hits, and it's the same thing. She has Biden's record. Remember, it's the same exact strategy. We can't talk about our record on the border because it's a disaster on purpose. We can't talk about the economy because it's a disaster. So we have to go and Trump's a racist and play the hits and play democracy's at stake and Agenda 2025 and all Project 2025. And it's the same exact campaign. You can't win. They can't win. That campaign cannot win. That's not a winning message. It's not a winning message. Crime's another one, too. When Kamala Harris was the state attorney general for California, for example, did you know that she gave a cop killer a pass? This is Officer Isaac Espinoza, who was gunned down by a gang member. There's a damning CNN news report from 2020. This is the stuff that's all going to come out. And if their whole campaign is based on, I'm going to show Trump as a racist, they're going to lose because nobody buys this stuff. Nobody believes this crap. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Officer Isaac Espinoza from CNN, even Senator Dianne Feinstein rebuked Harris's decision. She defended her decision to refuse seeking the death penalty for the man who killed Espinoza in 2004 while she was the district attorney for San Francisco. Former San Francisco Police Officers Association President Gary Delagnis says Harris viewed the officer's death as a political opportunity. So this is from the CNN report from 2020, cut 16.
My little girl.
Isaac Espinoza.
Yay!
Young father.
Come on, daddy. There you go.
Devoted husband.
Daddy's angel.
And San Francisco police officer until his end of watch, April 10th, 2004.
His captain comes over and I'm just sitting there and he hands me his star. I remember I walk into this room and he still had blood here. He was laying there with his eyes closed and I saw the blood here. And I walked over to him and I was just like, wake up.
Just 29, Espinoza was gunned down with an AK-47 by a 21-year-old gang member. A new district attorney had just been elected in San Francisco, Kamala Harris, her first elected position. 3 days after Officer Espinoza's death, Harris held a news conference pledging to keep a campaign promise, no death penalty.
In San Francisco, it is the will, I believe, of a majority of people that the most severe crimes be met with the most severe consequences and that life without possibility of parole is a severe consequence.
I felt like she had just taken something from us. She had just taken justice from us, from Isaac.
Did she call you?
No, she never called me. I just don't understand how or why she would. You can't even wait till he's buried. You can't even wait to talk to the family. You can't just wait and, you know, have some compassion and check in on the family.
And I'm standing there and I'm going, oh, my God.
Gary Delanis, the man standing next to Harris, was the president of the San Francisco Police Officers Association at the time.
You're thinking to yourself, okay, is she sorry that this kid died or is this just a political opportunity? Is this just an opportunity for her to double down on the fact she's not going to pursue the death penalty? What would her motives be to do this so soon after the death?
The political blowback for Harris was enormous. At Espinosa's funeral, as Harris sat in the pews, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein indirectly rebuked the new DA for not seeking the death penalty. The hundreds of officers gave Feinstein a standing ovation.
Do you give Harris any credit for sticking to her beliefs?
She was in a tough spot. I don't begrudge her that. But the way it was handled and the timing, it was just...
For you, this is not about the death penalty.
No.
In the months that followed, Renata Espinosa wrote Kamala Harris a letter. Years passed. The family says Harris never responded. They say they had only one face-to-face meeting with Harris, arranged by an assistant district attorney.
She never reached out to me, never came over and said, I'm sorry for your loss, never, nothing.
Why do you, as a victim of crime, need the district attorney to say those things?
Because it makes me feel like, okay, you honestly do care about what happens, you know? And not only that, but it shows that you're compassionate, you know, that you have feelings. It's losing somebody and having somebody that is going to fight for justice come up to you and say, I'm sorry for your loss.
The fact that Officer Espinosa was killed in the line of duty is an absolute tragedy.
On the campaign trail, Harris would not answer why she did not personally reach out to the family, but says someone from her office did.
We reached out to the family. We always did, and we did in that case as well, and offered all of the support that our office was able to give the family.
And defended her handling of the case.
I did not ask for permission to make my decision.
Officer Espinosa's murderer, David Hill, was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Why is that important to know, as President of the United States, how she treated you?
You're going to be President of the United States. That's a lot. Are you going to show compassion? Are you going to be for the people? Are you going to be for yourself? Are you really being you?
Mm-hmm. This is the kind of stuff that's going to come out. But as bad as that is, I still think the worst thing for Kamala Harris, and particularly here in Pennsylvania, the worst thing for her, and they're going to play this over and over again from a 2020 CNN presidential town hall, cut 17.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah, and starting with what we can do on day one around public lands, right? And then there has to be legislation. But yes, and this is something I've taken on in California. I have a history of working on this issue. And to your point, we have to just acknowledge that the residual impact of fracking is enormous in terms of the impact on the health and safety of communities. Yeah, so thank you.
Mm-hmm. There you go. It's not good. I mean, it's a bad candidate. And there'll be a little halo effect for her now, but this is a record that can't be sustained. It just can't. I mean, it's problematic, to say the least. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Listen, relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. I say that all the time. It's a guiding principle, how Judith and her team run their business and their incredible support for us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And I want to tell you about an incredible offer they have right now. The Volvo XC90, the family car that Bridget drives with the third row for the kiddos and so much storage space. Incredibly safe. Discounts right now of up to $13,000. $176 off the Volvo XC90 for qualified buyers. Plus, take advantage of the Cherry Hill Volvo 2024 model year sell down. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealer to Philly and South Jersey, right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. These are incredible offers at an incredible dealership, the dealership that is our sponsor for our radio station. So you can't beat that. And I'll tell you something else, too, which I absolutely love about Cherry Hill Volvo is they will always do what is right. That's why people have gone there for generations. Generations coming back to Cherry Hill Volvo for the incredible experience that they will receive. So this is a time for you to receive a discount on the Volvo XC90 of up to $13,176 for qualified buyers. And the 2024 model year sell down is happening as we speak, but only at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, the region's most accessible Volvo dealership. Go in there today for the luxury experience that you deserve. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team ready to serve you and to prove to you that they are very different from any other car buying experience you've ever had at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
It's the Rich Cioli Show, live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, one more time here. Joe Biden calling into the Kamala Harris campaign operation just a short time ago. I don't think this is really Biden. I'm not sure. Honestly, I really don't. I this may be a pre-recorded thing, or this may be, I don't know. This something's up with this. Biden has not been seen. He apparently lost his voice because of COVID. He's not been seen by anybody, and he calls into the campaign. I think you do a Zoom. I'm just saying. I think if it's really the president, you do a Zoom. You could accuse me of being a conspiracy theorist all you want, but if the president is transferring the mantle over to you in the year 2024, where everybody's on freaking Zoom now, you can't set up a quick Zoom for the president to Zoom in. I don't know. This doesn't sound right to me. One more time. Go ahead.
And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, with Kamala. I'm going to be working like hell, both as a sitting president, getting legislation passed, as well as in campaigning. You know, what we still need to save is democracy. And Trump is still a danger to the community. He's a danger to the nation. And by the way, I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not buying. I'm gonna send you one more to Matt. There's another clip here that's going around too. There's a lot kind of breaking news here. And a lot of people are saying that there is real conversation about Biden and his health and the White House. And here, we'll play this one real quick too. And whether or not there's been emergency meetings at the White House all day. I don't think Biden's long here for this office. I think he's going to be resigning the presidency. That's my prediction. He'll be resigning the presidency very soon for health reasons. And the only question is, is that done to help Kamala Harris, or is that done as part of the deal that she is not the candidate? I don't know. My feeling on this is, This gives her the ability to save face, be the first woman president, but not be the candidate, and then lose to Donald Trump, because it's the same record. She's running on the same record. The same problems that they have are still there. And that is the record of the Biden administration. That doesn't go away with Kamala Harris as the number two and now the candidate. It doesn't go away. It's the same problem you have. Take a listen.
So much more we're going to get done. And so I want to say hello to Kamala, if she can hear me. I know she's going to be speaking shortly. And I want to say to the team, embrace her. She's the best. I want to call today to thank everybody in this effort. I know yesterday's news was surprising, and it was hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me to help us win this thing. Help me get this nomination. Help me win the nomination, and then go on to win the presidency. But you know, you're an amazing team. But we've got a great. I think we made the right decision. I know how hard you've worked, how many sacrifices you've made. And so many of you uprooted your lives for me, and the kind of commitment few people make for anything these days, but you made it. And I've been honored and humbled. I mean, this is from the bottom of my heart. My word is a Biden that so much more we're going to get.
His word is a Biden. Got it? It's his word is a Biden. So hopefully you can enjoy the truth that is Joe Biden. I'm not buying this. Something's off here. Something is off with this. Something about this stinks. So that's what I'm saying right now. All right. Quick break. We have an interview that we did at the Republican National Convention on some of the legal issues surrounding President Trump, the decision by Judge Cannon, and so much more that I definitely want to share with you. We'll have plenty of time to talk about Biden and Harris, no doubt about it. But don't go away.
Call Tom Blackwood to follow 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
All right, as we continue here with the Republican National Convention, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about some very important legal issues, some breaking news around what Biden's proposing with the Supreme Court, and a bill that Gavin Newsom has signed into law that will all but guarantee he'd lose the presidency if the Democrats made him the nominee. Joining me now, Sarah Parshall Perry, Senior Legal Fellow for the Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation Institute for Constitutional Government. Sarah, nice to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with Judge Eileen Cannon's ruling this week, saying that Jack Smith is unconstitutional, his appointment.
Yep.
I'm really happy about this. He's vowing
too.
To appeal, obviously. What's your take on this, and did the judge get it right?
Judge 100% got it right, and I feel very sort of gratified that she took her time. This is a long opinion. It was 93 pages. She had to essentially break down the entire constitutional history of the appointment of individual sort of special investigators, special prosecutors, and went all the way back to the Declaration of Independence and said, listen, the founding fathers had this precise issue with King George III, and they actually referenced this in the Declaration when they're talking about these unelected bureaucrats, for lack of a better term, giving it the modern parlance, who basically come in and they're appointed by somebody with kingship authority to come in and enforce the law, but the people are not getting a say. The reason she addressed the appointments clause is that was ostensibly the basis, the legal foundation on which Merrick Garland tapped him to be special counsel. Here's the thing. The appointments clause, Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, says specifically the president, by advice and consent of Senate, meaning the Senate has to weigh in. This has to be a Senate-confirmed position. Robert Hur was a Senate-confirmed position, but Merrick Garland just plucked Jack Smith out of thin air. He was a private litigator that he just decided was going to apparently have the right political partisan leanings on this and was going to interpret laws the way that he wanted to. So Judge Eileen Cannon got it very correct, I think. This is, like I said, a very well-reasoned, long, thoughtful analysis. No doubt they'll appeal. They'll appeal either to the 11th Circuit or they could leapfrog the 11th Circuit, go straight to the Supreme Court. This is a question of first impression. She pointed that out. I think she really wanted to get it right, and she did.
And either way, it's not going to happen. Even if the 11th Circuit were to say she's wrong and Jack Smith's still the special counsel, not going to have a trial before the election. I mean,
no,
this thing is effectively over.
That's exactly it.
By the way, just for the history buffs in the audience, myself included, how did the founders refer to unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats back in the Declaration of Independence? What did Jefferson call them?
Tyrants.
Tyrants is a good word.
Yeah.
We should go back to calling them tyrants,
yeah.
I think. Many of them are.
Yes, that's exactly it. And it seems to apply in sort of as easily now in our sort of modern vernacular as it did back then.
You know, Jefferson should have toned down the rhetoric, though. I mean, tyrants is just so rude. It's so mean.
I know.
I mean, come on, Tommy. Sarah, let's also talk about now the Supreme Court. Joe Biden hates the Supreme Court. The left hates the Supreme Court because they don't rule the way they want. Exactly right. They want a mini legislature. Remember years ago, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, Spartacus, he came out and he wanted a 14-member supermajority Supreme Court. And now Biden is calling for term limits for the United States Supreme Court justices.
Right.
What is the original intent of Article 3 of the Constitution in terms of the length of time a justice should serve?
That it is the only, first of all, as an initial matter, the only non-political branch of government. And they were to serve as long as they were in judges in good standing and they were not found to be unethical in any respect. That's why we've heard so much about Supreme Court ethics. Well, they're bound by a judicial code of ethics. Part of what Biden wants to do, in addition to these term limits, is give them what he called an enforceable code of ethics. Well, guess what? The Chief Justice actually is the chair of the Committee on the Judiciary, and he has to report to Congress once every year at the end of the year. Here is the annual report for the entire federal judiciary. They're bound already by a code of judicial conduct. So there's already one in place. But I think this is a lot more sound and fury signifying nothing, because what you've got is a lot of really good talking points about how partisan, how right-wing, how Trumpian the Supreme Court is. And unfortunately, in the end, I think that's just, it's hollow rhetoric, because these individuals are textualists, they're originalists, and he hates hates it. And his philosophy is, if we can't own it, we're going to kill it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, truly. I mean, they don't like the fact that the founders, the justices are originalists and textualists because they want them to be activists, Sarah.
Yeah.
They want them to be activists and they want them to do what Congress can't do.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point. I mean, if Congress is not going to pass the law, the Supreme Court should not.
That's exactly what
the left wants. They want to use them as a mini legislature, just big enough where they can control it and then get through all the unpopular stuff that the Congress cannot. And then I'm actually surprised they want term limits in that sense, because you would think, knowing how unpopular a lot of the things the left wants to push, they'd want to keep these people in there forever. But I guess they know Trump's going to win.
Yeah.
And they know that he's going to probably appoint more justices.
That's
so
exactly
this
it.
Is their way, then, I guess, of doing that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what he's trying to do. And listen, there is no portion of the Constitution that dictates nine justices. But nine justices has been the standard for now generations. It always has been. It's never been called into question. Even sort of the lion of liberalism, Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself says, and said so when she was speaking to a group of young attorneys, nine seems like the right number. So we even have the liberal justices who weighed in saying nine is what it's always been. Nine prevents us from being deadlocked on cases. It represents an entire sort of ideological spectrum.
Yeah.
We shouldn't deviate from what has always worked. I mean, the notion of conservatism, obviously, you keep what is working and you dispatch with the rest. These progressives want to burn everything down. That's truly, I think, the MO for this government. What we're seeing here is essentially a last-ditch effort of a flailing campaign to see if there's something that he can grasp at that's going to bolster his flagging approval numbers.
Sarah Parshall Perry's with me from the Heritage Foundation. We're talking all things legal, judicial. Sonia Sotomayor is quite cranky.
Yeah.
I don't think she likes the job. I think she's unhappy. And there's all this pressure on her to step down so that she's not Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right.
I mean, you brought up RBG. They want that to happen. I wouldn't be shocked if that occurs and they wind up moving Kamala Harris over there just to get rid of her. I know that you don't want to talk. You can't talk politics from the Heritage Foundation's perspective. But knowing that Trump is probably going to be president, I wouldn't be shocked if we see at least one or two vacancies coming up.
Yeah, I would not either. I will tell you, our most senior justice is Justice Clarence Thomas, and he is sort of a bastion against all of the insanity.
I love him.
He is a tremendous textualist, a tremendous originalist, and in fact, he's been so good at his job that even when he calls into question the substantive due process analysis of previous courts, when they've come to, for example, conclusions in a Obergefell or Griswold versus Connecticut or Loving versus Virginia, when he called those cases into question, it wasn't because he didn't believe in the right to contraception or the right to gay marriage. It was because the due process analysis shields a whole host of evils. In fact, his thinking was maybe the privileges and immunities clause might be better suited for these individual type freedoms. But of course, it didn't take the left long to take that dicta and essentially freak out, tell everybody, the Republicans, the conservatives, we're going to get rid of gay marriage. We're going to get rid of interracial marriage.
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of contraception. It's asinine. But we've seen so much of that hysteria. Now we can laugh at it.
We're going to overturn Loving v.
Right.
Virginia. And Clarence Thomas
justice.
Is going to have to divorce his wife.
Right.
So that's the breaking news right there. You know, I mean, these people are insane. But no, it's an excellent point. I mean, using the 14th Amendment as the catch-all for everything.
Yeah.
When clearly nobody, when they ratified the 14th Amendment, had gay marriage on the mind.
Of course.
Or marriage in general on the mind,
or
by the way.
Or contraception.
Right. Like, they weren't thinking about that at the time they ratified that amendment. Let me ask you this question regarding California. So this bill there, AB 1955.
Right.
Gavin Newsom signed it into law. This really burns me. I got three young kids, Sarah.
Yeah.
I have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 4-year-old. Yes, I'm a very busy man, and I'm loving. I mean, I hate being away from them this week here at the Republican National Convention. My poor wife having to do all the.
He says looking around surreptitiously.
So sorry to miss it. In New Jersey, they tried to say it was a law, and it's not. The state, just as guidance, told the school boards that if a child comes to school and identifies as a different gender, you don't tell the parents. Everybody pointed out the fact that it's not a law, so school boards are now doing what they want to do, which is the correct move on that point, and hopefully they'll say, we are going to notify the parents. Parents have a right to know.
Yeah.
What California did was they signed a law saying you cannot tell the parents. That is a state law. Now, you're the expert in this. You told me you wrote a white paper on this subject.
I did, yeah.
Tell us about it.
So this is, I think, one of the most unconstitutional but really aggressive destructive and fundamentally, I would say, morally abhorrent things we've seen come out of California. We've seen a lot. Gavin Newsom is not known for being someone with a level head on his shoulders, and he is about as far left as you can get. We had a sense that things like this were coming down the pike, and we know now that there are almost 12 million public school children right now in schools that have these confidential gender policies that allow these social transitions. In other words, we'll use your name, we'll use whatever pronoun you want, you can use whatever bathroom you want, you can use different facilities if you want. They can actually do this behind parents' backs. And those social transitions of kids, almost invariably, we know now, lead to medical transitions. So once these schools start kids down this track, they can literally left fork them into a lifestyle of complications that they're never going to be able to recover from. Just heard from a young woman today. I was on a conference call. She shared her sort of transition story and how she went back to detransition. Had a double mastectomy at 13 years old.
Oh, my God.
Now they're suing the hospital system.
Good.
And I will tell you, they've gotten a great outcome in court so far. It's being appealed. But this is where we're headed. And I think the next boundary that we're crossing, first it was these medical procedures. Now it's almost more nefarious. Now you're actually getting school educators and administrators to lie, actively lie to parents about what's going on with their own children. We have over 100 years of Supreme Court jurisprudence identifying parenting, the direct upbringing right of your child, specifically so in education, dating back to Meyer versus Nebraska in 1923. And as recently as the year 2000, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote that the parenting right is the most fundamental of all our liberty interests, the oldest we've ever recognized. So when you have teachers essentially acting like God and deciding that they know better for the child than you do, well, I'm sorry, I have a set of stretch marks on three teenagers will indicate otherwise. So until you can actually show me that you were the one who gave birth to my children,
yeah,
I am always going to have a say in what they do. You know, you raise them up and you pray they do the right thing when they're 18 and out of the house and beyond. At this point, with these minor children in my care, you are going to believe I confront every school policy I do not believe in, and I demand inspection of everything they're being taught. But it's a hill to climb, I will tell you.
You know, you are one heck of a birthing person. I'll tell you why.
Yeah,
you are a birthing person bear. Can't say mama bear anymore.
No.
Good. I'm glad to hear you say that, because it's just, I know what the left is doing, Sarah Parshall Perry, and I know you probably know this too. The goal here is to say, when a kid identifies as transgender, that's normal, and
yeah,
there's no other alternative.
Right.
It's not mental illness. It can't be drug abuse. It can't just be a kid looking for freaking attention on social media.
Right.
It's there can be no other alternative, because that's
right,
what the left always does. They push their narrative, and you can't disagree with that, and it
yeah,
doesn't matter what science says. You know,
yeah,
the party is science until it turns around into biology and puberty. Then
that's
suddenly
exactly
now
it.
They're, right?
That's exactly it. Listen, these kids can't buy alcohol or,
no,
or tobacco or get drafted in the Army or sign a contract or get a license.
Yeah.
But you're going to suddenly tell me that my 13-year-old child, if she comes to me and says, I think I'm a boy and I want my breast cut off, that she actually knows what's best for her life?
Yeah.
I can tell you, I regularly ground my children because they don't know what's best for their life. They don't like rules until they get to a point where they think, I wish a grown-up had stopped me. And that's what we're hearing. We're hearing stories about these detransitioners going, where was the grown-up in my life who was saying, let's just wait and see how you feel in a couple of years. Let's get you mental health counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure there's
yep,
nothing else going on. 62% of these kids, 62% of them have latent mental health diagnoses.
I'm surprised it's that low, to
yeah,
be honest with
yeah,
you.
But truly,
and that's probably only because not all of them go for mental health treatment, right?
Yeah,
so the
that's
numbers are probably
exactly
skewed. I'd say the biggest thing that would burn me is that if I was 14 years old and I chopped my schwanz off
yeah,
and I couldn't get a beer and a cigarette afterward, I'd be really burned by that. I mean, come on.
The ultimate insult.
The yeah, ultimate insult. What? I can't even celebrate with a Bud Light? Sarah Parshall Perry, the other issue, too, regarding all of this, I think, which is critical when it comes to this notion of children, is that the left, is, at the same time, wants to make it so you can't buy a firearm until you're 18 or, in some cases, 21.
Right.
You cannot rationalize it. No, you really can't.
I know.
Truly.
It's, you want to talk about cognitive dissonance. That really should be what the modern Democratic Party is called. It's the party of cognitive dissonance. You cannot conceivably hold two opposing ideals in your brain at the same time and hope not to go insane. So,
well, it makes me insane. It really does, having to talk about this all the time. It truly does. Well, I'm happy to hear that this will not survive court scrutiny. That makes me proud. On that point, though, when Merrick Garland sent out that letter telling moms in school, in yoga pants at school board meetings, you know, you might be a domestic violent extremist and we're watching you. That was the greatest PSYOP ever, because what it did is it had the power to intimidate these parents into silence and compliance, right?
Yep.
I mean, that was during COVID. And I remember a lot of moms were speaking out against masks, against vaccine mandates. Yeah. In our case, we were, because my daughter had a speech issue. We had to get a mask exemption.
Yeah.
I was threatening to sue. I was going to use every federal civil rights law, Disability Act. I'm not an attorney, but I was prepared to go to the mattresses, as my people say. I didn't have to, luckily, although it took a long time to get it and a lot of fight. But that letter from Merrick Garland, I can't overstate the impact that had on a lot of moms who, look, work in corporate America, woke corporate America, or just were worried about a big black Suburban showing up at their house.
Bingo.
And that's what they wanted to do. That was the effect. Chilling of speech, right?
That's 100% accurate. And you know what it did is, I think it was for a certain time effective to quiet everyone down. And now I think the gloves are off. I think American parents and a demographic that repeatedly was articulated as the one he couldn't claim the last election around, suburban white women. Donald Trump was apparently not able to capture enough of that audience. I'm going to tell you right now, I think this is a different game.
I think
the moms are now in a situation where now their daughter in field hockey is having to play against a biological boy who might knock her teeth out, which we've seen happen on camera, or against a 6'2", you know, front guard against, you know, a tiny little girl who's playing. She just wants to play for her middle school basketball team. This is where we are right now. I think the pendulum swung so far to the left initially into this administration. It's been nothing but getting worse. We've had nothing to show for this presidency. What do we have that's better? Americans are paying $11,000 more on necessities a year. That's just gas and groceries. Gas alone is up 50%. Inflation's at 20%. We've got 10 million illegal immigrants in the country. I mean, there's your Cliff's Notes version of the past 4 years. So experiencing that, getting to this point where we are at the RNC today talking together, I think it is truly a sea change. And I think that's a lot of the atmosphere we're experiencing here. I sense that among the people who are here.
And wait till you get the pregnant patients involved, because they're really going to have a lot to say. I'm telling you, it all went downhill with the pregnant man emoji.
Oh, my God.
That was the end. That was the end. Sarah, you're fantastic. I'm going to make you, if you don't mind, I'm going to make you my legal go-to person on the show.
Would love it.
You're fantastic. Sarah Parshall Perry, Senior Legal Fellow, the Edwin Meester III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, Institute for Constitutional Government at the Heritage Foundation. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.